Hello and welcome to this very special video here in Mexico, Cholula at the Polyglot Conference. And I'm here with Benny Lewis from the blog Fluent in 3 Months. And he's going to give a talk today, or is it tomorrow?
Tomorrow morning. Yeah.
Tomorrow, about how to reactivate languages after not using them for some time. So today we're going to find out what Benny's secrets are, what to do when you've learned a language, maybe to a middle level or a high level, but then you haven't used it for a while. That actually happened to my Hebrew, and we'll find out what to do to reactivate those languages. Welcome, Benny.
Thanks so much for having me. Yeah, so what I would recommend is, if you've taken a long break, firstly, you have to know that languages tend to be things that work best in a certain level of intensity. So maybe you might actually have to work on something else in your life first to recharge your batteries. So I found that right now I'm ready to get back into my languages, and I'm reactivating multiple languages after an extremely long break. But I'm able to do that because I decided for a whole year that, you know what, I, even though being a polyglot is a part of my identity, I'm going to focus on my mental health. I'm going to recharge those batteries and feel better about how I have my routines and things like that. So that's the first thing, is make sure you're in a good place mentally, because you don't want to force languages into your life if you're not ready for them. You're just going to have a bad association. The next thing is, as you're getting back in, it can feel a little disappointing that you don't have the same levels of progress that you initially had. So you want to find ways to have little wins as quickly as possible. One thing I do whenever I'm coaching people is I recommend that they upload a video of them speaking the language as frequently as possible. Even once a month is good, but if you can, it's free to start a YouTube channel or a TikTok account or something and just record yourself. And even from day one, when you're super rusty, just say something and you'll see afterwards that you feel a lot better having just tried to do something. And it's not the end of the world. And then each week have a goal, like maybe I'm going to talk about a specific topic, or maybe I'm going to record myself talking to my teacher. And this will help you get that momentum back up again. And then always have a dynamic learning approach, because another thing that can sap our energy is that we are trying so hard to learn using a particular approach that doesn't work for us, that we decide that means I'm a failure as a language learner. And it's why so many of us learn in an academic setting, like I learned in an academic setting, and I did not have any success that way. But I experimented. I tried some things that did work, some things that didn't. And eventually I found what gave me true drive and passion in a language, what gave me results. And I did that more. And then I had that dynamic approach of, as I progressed, I did different things. So as a beginner, I loved to speak all the time. As an intermediate level learner, I might prepare for one of the Sepler level of exams. There's a lot of different things you can do, but you can only find that out by experimenting.
And what's the difference between relearning a language as you do now, or learning a language from scratch for you?
To be honest, it isn't necessarily that different in terms of approach. What I might do initially may just be the same. I might use the same course materials. The difference being, I'm going to get through it very, very quickly, because I already know a lot of these rules, structures, and vocabulary. But by reviewing them and pushing through them very quickly, it means that I know this method worked for me before, and I can use that same method to try to get back to where I was. But I do try to make it an active, true human aspect of my life. That's why I really do recommend people find online teachers or exchange partners, and try to make it a living part of your life, because too many people just open up Duolingo and they think, I'm using Duolingo, therefore I'm studying the language. And nothing against Duolingo, but you cannot use just something like that. And it's kind of lazy work. It's barely better than nothing. You need to do something that's challenging you, and that is usually communicating directly with an actual human being.
So what I noticed with relearning or forgetting languages is, the higher level that I got, the more time it took me to forget the language. For instance, my English, like I'm sure I can not speak it for years and I won't forget it, but with Hebrew, for instance, I got to a B1 level more or less, or with French I got to a B2 level. And the lower the level, the faster I would start to forget. Same thing with the speed. Like, the faster I learned the language, the faster I would forget it. If you learn if you get to a specific level within a year, and then you don't use it a year, like, how long do you need to get to the initial level?
I would absolutely agree with you. The half-life of the language depends on how high a level you have in it. And I think of it kind of like, in my brain, in my mind, I'm building these walls around the language to fortify its position in my mind. And I don't have those walls very high if I'm only at an A2 or B1 level. Mm-hmm. So they're going to seep through. I'm going to mix my languages up. Or if I take not that long a break of just 6 months or so, they're going to drop down dramatically. So it's why my goal is generally to try to push any language to a B2 level. And the way I've become a polyglot has not been to have my fingers in multiple languages at once, but to focus entirely on just one language until at least the B2 level. Because B2 is where fluency begins. It's where you can exist as you would in your mother tongue in social situations. You may not be able to talk about very complex, like philosophical topics, but 95% of things that come up in social situations, you can do that at a B2 level. So I always recommend people focus, stay with one language until you get it to a B2 level, because then you can take a break. You can take a break of, like you said, a whole year without getting any exposure to the language. It'll still go down a bit, but you can very quickly get it back up to where you were before.
Yeah, I totally agree. And it's interesting at the polyglot, like all these polyglot meetups, there's always two types of people. The ones that learn fewer languages, but to a really high level, and then the ones that learn 50 languages, but maybe to an A1 or A2 level. So it's interesting to see like different goals, and everybody like can decide, of course, what they think is better. But yeah, I agree with you that it's much better to get a language to a level where you can exist in a language without problems. So yeah, that's cool. And one more thing that I wanted to mention, what I thought was very interesting, what Steve Kaufman once said, that like, in order to learn a language to a high level, you have to forget it. Like, you have to forget things and then relearn them, and then forget and relearn them, and then you really build like those walls that you were talking about.
Yeah, because there's that kind of emotional impact of, you, like you said, the more time that you have put into the language over like a number of years or so, you've had the chance to forget certain words and then feel embarrassed about that and then be reminded of them. And that's going to burn them into your memory. Whereas if you've learned the language intensively and that's been your only experience, then you can get very far with that, but it's only so useful if you then continue to use that language in the long term, because otherwise that usage in the long term is giving you consistent practice and you're getting that natural spaced repetition just through living the language. So absolutely, I'd agree with that.
Cool. Any other tips for people that want to relearn a language that they forgot or partially forgot?
Yeah, I would say you always have to remember mistakes are your friend. So I tell people my goal, no matter where I am with the language, is to make at least 200 mistakes a day. Because if you're thinking every mistake is like a big red X bringing you closer to a fail, then you're not going to have the confidence to truly use the language. But if you're accepting, do you know what, I should have been advanced level, but I've slipped down a bit. It's okay. The way you'll get back there is through practice. And practice involves that little bit of pain that you're going to be forgetting the things you should know, but then you'll push through that pain and you'll get back to where you were before.
Yeah, I agree. And I think what's interesting is, like, even if, at least that's for me, that's the way for me, even if I learn new languages and I've learned so many, my expectations are still always higher than what actually happens. Like, it's just, I think it's human nature to expect that things happen more linear and that they happen without hitches, but that's just not the way it is.
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, great. Well, thank you so much for participating.
Thanks for having me, appreciate it.